USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Buffalo, New York say 13 people were shot, 10 of them killed, in what authorities called a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. 11 of the victims are black, 2 of them white. The shooting happened Saturday afternoon at a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood just a few miles north of downtown Buffalo. Mayor Byron Brown says it's the worst tragedy any community can face.
We are hurting and we are seething right now as a community. The depth of pain that families are feeling and that all of us are feeling right now cannot even be explained.
The suspect is an 18-year-old white man from New York State who authorities say was wearing military-style clothing and body armor and drove hours to Buffalo. He is set to face arraignment by Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only 2 forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning his counterpart in Finland that relations could be, quote, negatively affected if the country follows through with plans to apply for NATO membership. According to the Kremlin's press service, Putin told the Finnish president that Finland's abandonment of, quote, its traditional policy of military neutrality would be an error since there are no threats to Finland's security. In a statement, the Finnish head of state told Putin how starkly Finland's security environment had changed after Russia invaded Ukraine in February. He also points out Russia's demands on Finland to refrain from seeking membership to the Western Military Alliance. Phil Mickelson will not be defending his PGA Championship this year. He's opting to extend his hiatus after comments he made in Golf Digest in February about a Saudi-funded rival league he supports and the PGA Tour that he accused of obnoxious greed. Mickelson is the first major champion not to defend his title since 2015. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The man accused of shooting up a subway in Brooklyn, New York, has pleaded not guilty to terrorism and other charges. Prosecutors say Frank James injured 10 people in the attack. They accused him of unleashing smoke bombs and dozens of bullets during the morning rush hour as the train pulled into the station. The shooting victims all survived. A motive for the attack is unclear. James is being held without bail. He's due back in court in late July. The Texas Supreme Court on Friday ruled that the state can investigate parents of transgender youth for child abuse. At the same time, it ruled in favor of one family who was among the first contacted by child welfare officials after Governor Greg Abbott ordered investigations based on a legal opinion from Attorney General Ken Paxton labeling gender-confirming treatments as child abuse. The court didn't make a ruling on the merits of the investigation, just that a lower court overstepped by trying to block all cases from going forward. A federal judge in Alabama blocked part of a state law that made it a felony to prescribe puberty blockers and hormones to transgendered minors. Judge Lyles Burke issued a preliminary injunction to stop the state from enforcing the medication ban while a court challenge moved forward. Other parts of the law remain in place, however, like a ban on gender-affirming surgery on minors, which doctors say are not done on minors in the state, and a requirement that counselors and other school officials inform parents if a minor discloses that they think they are transgender. I'm Kenneth Burns.